Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to Tim and Shelby. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say my heart completely goes out to everybody in that community right now. I coach wrestling, and literally from 1 o'clock yesterday, my phone has been blowing up nonstop. And it's just, we got to do something's got to change. Just to put some perspective on it, I graduated in 2000, which was right after Columbine. And I know I wasn't the only kid trying to get out of that school who was worried. Now, that's 22 years ago. I can't imagine what these kids are having to go through now.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, and you think about students and how, you know, these are moments that you'll never forget this. And this is not a tragedy anybody should experience. And, you know, for high school kids to have to do this, I can't get it out of my mind of watching the images last night with the video of the parents greeting their kids. It's just, and I don't even have kids. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and neither do I. But I do coach a lot of them. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be kind of tough not thinking, God, I hope and pray nothing like that would ever happen to one of my kids, because I do know several of the coaches over there, and I can't imagine what they're dealing with for those students and that faculty, that whole community. But we got to do better for these kids.
You are correct, Tim. It is correct. 248-539-9797. Adam in Plymouth. Hi, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sad morning. My condolences go out to every family that's been affected. I got a bunch of touch points, but my first touch point is I have a 9-year-old boy, and he comes home and he tells me that he's done a lockdown drill, and it's hard to explain to him what's going on in the world. And my other touch point is we need responsible gun owners. That boy should have never got his hands on his father's weapon. They need to be locked up in a safe, a lock and key behind it. That boy should have never knew how to get a hold of that weapon. My third point, I understand wanting to teach your son what a firearm can do, and get them trained. So in case anything ever happens, but at that point it's a hit or miss, you know, I'm kind of stuck in between, but at the end of the day, that boy should have never got his hands on a gun at all.
Well, I think we can agree on that.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this on the air a lot, and I don't know that there has been very much pushback, because I don't know that there is an argument against the use of guns for hunting / sport or defending your life. Did I just list off the entire acceptable use of guns?
I would think so.
They're not problem solvers. And far too often, that's what they're used for. This was not somebody defending his life, by all accounts. You have to hear any report saying that that was the case. And obviously there's no scenario where this many people would have needed to be shot in self-defense. This is not a case of self-defense. 248-539-9797. Steve in Heartland. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing on this unfortunate morning? A couple of points I'd like to make is, one is the most important thing is preventative versus cure, and I know they were quick responding, but the damage was done, is mental illness. Now, you look at most of these school shootings, they're being perpetrated by kids, not like an adult going in there wanting to whack out a bunch of kids or teachers or whatever. And whatever the state of the mind was, that we don't know that yet in this particular case. Mental illness has a lot to do with this, and the reason why I say that, my wife's niece is high up in psychology. She's a director, assistant director at a hospital. And she says what after the fact, a lot of times, the public doesn't know it. Some of these kids come from troubled past, and Gator, I agree with you, social media is not helping to all the things they have access to get their heads deranged, because they're not really an adult yet. They're in their learning years. And the second point is, with, yeah, I can understand the 15-year-old not speaking right now, and the parents not cooperating. That gun was purchased 4 days earlier on November 26th, and that father has the responsibility of securing that weapon. And also, I have weapons, and my weapons are secure. And above and beyond, especially on pistols, they have these locks where you can open the mechanism, put this thing in here with a lock on it, even if it gets in the wrong hand. And they have these little silver things that you put by the trigger that uses a lock. And then even if there is somehow accessibility, the weapon can't be used, because then, you know, they had this kid apprehended in 5 minutes, but the damage was done.
Yeah, well, so, I caution, let's let this play out, find out more information of what happened here and why was a gun accessible. You know, and, you know, I remember it seemed like not that long ago there was this long waiting period, maybe actually not terribly long waiting period, but if you wanted to get a gun, okay, great. You'll have to wait a little bit. There's background checks and all that, and whatever it was, 5 days or 2 weeks, whatever it was, that's not the case anymore.
248-539-9797, Corey on a cell. Hi, Corey.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Okay.
So I'm a former teacher. I taught preschool, but, you know, students are students, and, you know, it doesn't seem to be that it matters whether, you know, what age the students are when these things kind of happen. But one of the things that I wanted to add to this discussion, so we talk a lot about, having, you know, men in the classroom and how, how that impacts the students that they're teaching. And as a former teacher, you know, my senior thesis was on why men don't teach. And I think one of the big reasons why is because, and as someone else already hit on it, is that there's not enough money. You know, you can't pay me enough to be in a classroom on any consistent basis where I'm gonna have to worry about getting shot. You know, if I can't work, I can't provide for my family.
All right, let me ask you, so what's the point of bringing notes about the men? I mean, having men in the classroom as opposed to a woman teacher. What's the point?
Well, I think, and it isn't necessarily saying that there's anything different between or better or worse having a man in a classroom. Just simply the fact that, you know, as having been a man in the classroom, you know, there's a certain, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, do you think there would have been a different outcome if there were, I mean, I don't understand this.
Well, you know.
You think that the students would respect a man more?
I think perhaps maybe that may provide a different perspective to the student on the front end. So if you have a teacher a male teacher in the classroom that can provide a level of, maybe guidance or mentorship for the student. Maybe he does feel more comfortable opening up and having a conversation on the front end rather than coming up with a gun and shooting.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, connecting dots here a little bit. Are virtually all these school shooters young men, boys?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's something there in what he's saying.
Okay. I mean, finally, at the end, I was starting to understand what he was saying.
Yeah, it sounded a little bit sexist. Is there something there that needs to be looked at as far as role models and mentors in the school, in the classroom that could have? Because, I mean, it is, I mean, I don't, aren't they all, are all school shooters boys?
To my knowledge. I mean, that's what it seems like. And
I mean, again, but this, I guess if you're, takes,
well, it's a whole different, yeah, it takes us down a different road.
Study, but, it's a lot of study that would have to go into whether or not that could have a positive impact on something like this. Because I'm open to anything.
My gut would tell me that, you know, if you're a male student and you're having problems with at school with other kids, that it might be easier to talk to a male about those things. Yes. I don't know, but it would. But my gut would tell me that. I don't know if that solves any issues here.
When we get to the beginning of the show and we say, we're not psychologists, yeah, we're not educators, we're not first responders, this is not our area of expertise, we're just kind of venting as best we can. I mean, it might be something that is worthy of a study that, if it could help with this, I'm all for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.